AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Israeli airstrikes continue in the Gaza Strip with a possible ground invasion on the way. In Israel, Secretary of State Antony Blinken underscored the U.S. support for the retaliation against Hamas.
You may be strong enough on your own to defend yourself, but as long as America exists, you will never ever have to. We will always be there by your side.
Palestinians fleeing airstrikes in Gaza could be seen running through the streets. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says this is a time to stand tall against evil.
Hamas is ISIS, and just as ISIS was crushed, so too will Hamas be crushed.
At least 25 Americans have been killed in the fighting. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was asked if the U.S. wants assurances Israel won't use U.S. assistance to target civilians.
We'll leave it to them to define what their operations are going to look like. But again, we have no reason to believe that they would do anything different.
Last night in Florida, former President Donald Trump accused Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu of betraying him just before the U.S. killed a top Iranian general in 2020.
Absolute precision, magnificent, beautiful job. And then Bibi tried to take credit for it. That wasn't good. That didn't make me feel too good, but that's all right.
Trump questions Israel's intelligence prowess. The Labor Department says inflation eased slightly last month as price increases extend a slow descent. Consumer prices increased from August to September below the previous month's pace. The acting Social Security Commissioner says a 3.2% increase in benefits next year will help millions of people keep up with expenses. The winning Powerball lottery ticket was sold at Midway Market and Liquor in Fraser Park, California, population 2,600. The jackpot, $1.765 billion. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are ticking higher as yields mostly continue to ease in the bond market, which has been Wall Street's main driver recently. The S&P 500 was 0.2% higher in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The Dow was up 78 points. That's about 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite was up 0.3%. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell again, even though a report on wholesale inflation came in hotter than expected. Economists said that may not be enough to force the Federal Reserve to raise its main interest rate again. Oil prices also continued to pull back following their spurt higher earlier this week. ExxonMobil fell 3.9%. The big energy company said it would buy Pioneer Natural Resources in a deal valued at almost $60 billion. Seth Zutel, New York.
The Russian Olympic Committee was suspended by the IOC for breaching the Olympic Charter by incorporating sports bodies in four regions in Ukraine. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.